You're listening to Saturday with Clare Byrne. There's been lots of noise over the last while from very senior members of government over the prospect of tax cuts for individuals and families in the next budget. Let's listen to Taoiseach Enda Kenny and Ministers Joan Burton and Michael Noonan.
We will continue to deliver on our promise not to increase income tax, and that when the public finances allow, our priority will be to reduce the tax burden on families with average incomes, too many of whom are paying the high rate of tax.
Going back to USA and the tax wedge, at the moment, at around 34,000, a single individual hits the top rate of tax. So you move from 20 to 41%. That's a very, very sharp increase, and it has a number of impacts. Now, we won't be able to change this overnight, but it is something that we have to reform. I would say that the prospects are that over a period of time, it's going to be possible to make some changes. I don't think it'll be possible to do it in 1 year.
In the next budget, I will try to begin the process of making the income tax code more jobs friendly. And the first piece I'll be looking at is the fact that people go on the higher rate of tax on a gross income of 32,800. That's totally out of line with the practice effectively all over the world, but particularly in Europe. And if we want to encourage the bright young people who immigrated to come back into our growing economy, one of the things that prevents them is hitting the top rate of tax at such a low income.
Minister Michael Noonan there. Now, while it would be good news for everyone who pays tax in this country, the question the fiscally responsible must ask is, can we afford it? And Tony Foley, Senior Lecturer at the School of Business in DCU, is with us now to answer just that. You're considered very fiscally responsible, Tony,
I know. Responsible personally or professionally?
Well, I don't know about personally, but tell us, can we afford this? Can we afford to even talk about this at this stage?
Well, just think of the nuances that you just heard there. The Taoiseach said, when the public finances allow. The Minister for Finance said, try to begin the process. So that could mean, you know, 50 cent a week, or it could mean a lot, as it were. So we haven't really defined any clear parameters. Even Joan Burton was saying 20 to 41 is too big a leap. Well, that could mean you go 20 to 25 as opposed to you don't go to 41. Mm. So there's all sorts of options.
OK, but now, you know as well as I do, Tony, that once politicians start talking about this, something is going to happen. And what I'm asking you is, can we afford for anything to happen on the income tax front?
We can afford to do things on income tax, but we have to define what we mean by afford. We can't obviously borrow more money to give out largesse to the electorate, as it were. But we can certainly restructure our tax system. I'd say, for example, we've done. We now have a 23% VAT rate instead of 21, but we have a 9% hospitality. So in a sense, we've put up one and we've lowered the other, as it were. We have done various things. We've given tax credit or tax advantages to small businesses. But then on the other hand, we put kind of a tax on pension funds. So of course we could have, let's put an extra tax, a higher property tax, a higher VAT rate, whatever it is.
Sharp and let's intake use, of breath. I've heard
and
that.
And let's use that money, or higher carbon tax, and let's use that money for income tax. Or we could lower expenditure even more than we currently plan, and then we'd have spare money for income tax. Now, if what you're saying is, do we have the money on the basic forecast that the government has already published? No, not really, because the government, even in the next budget, is committed to more of this famous fiscal consolidation. So, you know, the famous figures 2 years ago was 3.5 billion. It was going to be 3.1. And the figure for the next budget is 2 billion. But then, of course, we had the promissory note. So that 2 billion could become 1 billion. But we're actually looking at further consolidation. We're looking at a cutback in the next budget. So it'll be a very narrow adjustment in terms of income tax, and it will be very much the beginning of a process, but it must be within the constraint of, we still have to make an adjustment, we still have to get to our 3% borrowing requirement next year, and thereafter we still have to deal, excuse me, with the structural budget deficit. So there's very limited scope, unless, as I say, you want to increase some other tax, and then that money provides the largesse for the reduced income tax.
Do you think
if the costs, by the way, could be quite high, that we have roughly about 1.9 million people working in the country. Now, some of those won't be paying tax because they're part-time and so on. But if you just took, for example, that there's 1.5 million paying tax, 100 lower tax a year, which isn't much, it's €2 a week basically, that would cost 150 million. If we looked at 500 less tax a year, that's 750 million. They're serious figures in the context of a budget. Mm-hmm. You'd almost think, actually, there's an election happening this year, the way we're talking about income tax. Personally, I think it's the wrong message, because I think the problems that politicians are identifying with income tax now, they're not new. They knew them when they were bringing in the universal social charge. They knew them when they were designing the tax expenditure profile. They knew them when they decided on what cuts they would have in expenditure. So it's not shock horror, oh my goodness, we've now discovered this. So we could have been talking about this 2 years ago within the context of a different structural adjustment
package.
Yeah,
but the Troika were here then, so we might have been having that conversation.
Also, but to be fair to the politicians, the public finances have gotten better. Mm-hmm. But if you just look at some of the figures, though, it's not that they're so much better that we have extra money to throw around. Borrowing in 2014 will be 8 billion, or the government won't actually have to borrow it, but the gap between government expenditure and receipts will be 8 billion. That's 1,700 per person, every single person in the country. In 2015, we'll be borrowing 3%. So we're going to be looking at still substantial borrowing. That'll be about 5 billion, which is 1,100 for every single person in the country. So it's within that context we should be looking at more a restructuring of expenditure taxation and the taxation system, rather than expecting there's some unexpected bundle of money. Even in terms of economic growth, the way the government does its finances is it forecasts what it thinks will happen to the economy. It then identifies what the effect that would have on the public finances, and then we're stuck with whatever adjustments we have to make to meet our borrowing targets. And then they come up with their consolidation amount, as it were. So in that kind of context, we're already included the economic growth. In fact, when the government came up with its 2 billion adjustment for 2015, it was working on the assumption it'd have a 2.5% growth in 2014 and a 2.9% in 2015.
And what are we at?
Now, actual growth will be less. It'll be about 2 and 2.3. So it's a little bit lower than we've included in the figures. Now, on the other hand, employment has gotten better and we're doing better in tax receipts.
You've already,
so it's still very tight.
It is very tight. And you've showed us, you've demonstrated how easily you can spend a billion by giving a very small tax cut to people
across the board.
Because
there's a lot of people.
Certainly are who are paying
tax. Now, having said that, there is absolute merit in dealing with the issue of the very high marginal tax rate, which arises at relatively low levels of income. It's just that we're going to have to find the money to do that. And I would echo exactly what the Taoiseach says. When the public finances allow, or when we're willing to restructure.
Or you can, restructure by charging people more in property tax.
I mean, or lower expenditure.
Surely not going to fly. Anyway, let's go to you, Minister Pascal Donoghue, on this. I mean, it does seem as though, I mean, there is all the qualifying language, of course, and we've heard that, and Tony has highlighted that for us. But it does seem that something is going to happen, right?
Well,
on the income tax side.
What has happened in the past is the government has made changes in the tax code to target job creation. That's what we did with the lower VAT rate in relation to the services sector. We made change in capital acquisition tax in order to allow the more productive use of land and trying to support the recovery there. That's the same approach Minister Noonan will bring to bear in relation to tax. The challenge we have is you can be earning very low levels of income, and for every €10 you earn, you have to hand €5.30 of that back to the taxpayer. And when we're trying to create additional jobs at the moment, that's a real difficulty. The one emphasis I have to make clear, though, and I'm glad Tony recognised this, is the approach has always been when the public finances allow us. Because an unfunded tax cut of today is a savage tax increase of tomorrow. And we've seen the awful effect that has on our economy.
But you were saying earlier on, the economy is improving. We do see signs that things are getting better. So what's your belief? I mean, do you think that people deserve at this stage to have a bit more going home at the end of the week or the end of the month?
Absolutely, given the awful time everybody has had. But I believe the main way we're going to do that is by either creating more work within the economy, either more jobs or making it more attractive for people to work more when that work is available. And that's the criteria against all which all this has to be judged. We want to and will look at our tax code to see what else we can do to support job creation. Measures that we've put in place in the past in relation to small companies, in relation to tourism, which touched on earlier on, have helped. That's the direction we want to continue in.
OK, so you're issuing this note of caution about this as well. So is it financially responsible to even hint at this when we're not in a position to do it yet?
Well, with respect, I think the note of caution that I'm emphasising is one that the Taoiseach and the Minister of Finance have done all along. And what we have said throughout this is that as and when the public finances improve, as we believe they will, and we've seen signs of that, we want to put in place measures to further support job creation.
But this is politics and you wouldn't be talking about it at all unless you thought it could happen. That's the reality.
What we're looking at seeing is the domestic economy begin to recover. We're seeing all the hard decisions that people have made and everything they've had to endure lead to an improvement in our national finances. But we will not do anything that does not support job creation, and we will not do anything that has to be paid for through more borrowing.
Okay.
Because ultimately that's not sustainable.
Sean Fleming, to come to you on this, do you think people would rather see a higher property charge and less money going out of their pay packets for income tax?
It's actually the same thing at the end of the day, because the same person is going to pay it. The householder is going to pay it. And like really the discussion we're having here, yes, I know it's politically popular to talk about reducing income tax. But on the other hand, as everybody has agreed in the studio so far, it has to be paid for somewhere along the line. The government can do it. You know, if they increase local property tax or new water charges, they're now are definitely talking about a new universal health tax. And so if they bring in other taxes, of course they can reduce income tax, but the money will be found somewhere. And when we look at the income tax situation, what has actually happened in the last year, they've cut the relief on the tax relief on private health insurance, which is hitting the vast majority of people with private health insurance in the country, a million people. They've put a tax on pension funds. They've the tax maternity benefit for the first time since the foundation of the state. They've increased their tax. So if they see, the government can easily increase a lot of other taxes and then bring down income tax.
So there could be a headline reduction, you're saying, an income tax, but you'll be paying for it elsewhere.
You'll pay for it somewhere else. And it's as simple as that. And the only worry I do have on it, what I've seen the government doing in the last budget is it spoke about a consolidation of 3 billion, but then it was actually only 2.5 billion because they used things like the sale of, you know, state assets to make it plug the hole. I would be worried that they would use the money maybe from the sale of Bord Gáis or some of the ESB plants at home or abroad to plug the gap, to give them an extra billion in advance of the next election to give a tax cut having sold state assets to achieve it. That would be wrong.
Not a sustainable income stream though.
I'm not sure what Sean's saying there, because on one hand he's saying that it sounds like he's saying that our adjustment was too small, given that they've stood up and have been criticising the adjustment taking place at all in the first place. What we said throughout all of this is anything that we want to do will have to be sustainable, will have to be funded at job creation. And alongside all of the changes that have happened, we've made clear that tax credits, tax rates and tax bans for people would not change. They did not change. And that's one of the direct reasons that we saw 60,000 jobs created in our economy last year, despite the fact that our national economy did not grow by the same amount, and despite the fact that the external economy was in recession.
Tony, we're having this heated discussion about giving people €2 a week back, and yet on the other hand we're talking about things like universal health insurance.
Yes.
It just contextualises that really, and the unlikely how unlikely is that to happen?
But you see, there's two aspects to any government planning of the finances. One is whether you get extra money from economic growth and so on, and the other is constant restructuring. So say, for example, the government has brought in free GP care for young children. Now, that's in the context of having a massive borrowing requirement and then having to find the money elsewhere. So the government has a very large budget. It can take and give and move around different places. But the bottom line figure would be, in a sense, as Sean has said, that it has to be paid for. And whether you're getting it in one tax or another tax, it has to be paid for. We are not going to have a bundle of unexpected money, which could go into either income tax reductions or expenditure increases or whatever. We are still in a process of fiscal adjustment.
Well, maybe
we will
if we
be
get
in a process of fiscal adjustment for a while.
Bank deal we were talking about. We might
well,
have
if we got the retrospective bank deal and it was 30 billion, that would save us about a billion interest a year. And that would be a nice income tax reduction.
You're shaking your head, Pascal.
Well, I mean, any one-off amounts of money that come back into the exchequer have to be used to reduce our national debt.
That gives us the billion in interest.
And what, of course, what it then does is it leads to a reduction in interest rates on our debt. that then allow further moves to take place in the future.
Okay.
But anything that will be done or could be done has to deal with job creation and supporting jobs that are there at the moment, because ultimately that will have the biggest effect on people's disposable income.
I just have a very quick question, Tony, for you on the Apple situation, and we have less than a minute, so if you could be as brief as you can. They say that tax paid to the Irish authorities was less than the 12.5% corporate tax rate. That,
yes,
how and why?
We don't know. There's a big issue here. Apple seems to imply that they did some sort of deal, that they had an agreement that lower rates would apply to them. The government has denied that's the case, and we don't know which is the case. Okay. But they've certainly gotten away with paying any amount of tax, basically.
Tony, thank you very much. Tony Foley there from DCU, Minister Pascal Donoghue and Sean Fleming from Fianna Fáil. And thanks to our other guests. Over to Saturday Sport now.